are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, guys. I'm Kendall.
Hey there. I'm Rachel.
Hey, I'm Jake.
Hello, I'm Aaron.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey there, I'm Grace.
Hi, guys, I'm Hannah.
And here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Well, how are you all today? Good?
Yes!
Well, we have an amazing story to share with you today. But before we start, let's hear one of our songs. And it's called
The Family of God.
I am part of a family. You are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God. I am
part of the family.
You are
part of the family.
We all belong to the family of God.
Yeah! We come together in this place to hear His word and grow in faith, to sing His praise and worship Him, to celebrate our Lord and King.
Yeah.
I am part of a family. You are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God.
Going to hear an amazing story about a man named Saul. We know him as Paul, and we can read all about him in the book of Acts.
Saul was a terrible man.
He didn't like people who believed in Jesus.
The Bible says that Saul began to destroy the church. Going from house to house, he dragged off men and women and put them in prison.
One day, he was walking down the road. Suddenly, a light from heaven flashed around him.
He fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?"
Now, persecute means that he was really mean to believers, and he was putting people in jail and even killing them for believing in Jesus. And that's when Jesus came into his life on that road and changed him forever. Here's what happened next.
"Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked.
"I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do."
The men traveling with Saul stood there, speechless.
They heard the sound, but they did not see anyone. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing.
So they led him by the hand into Damascus.
For 3 days he was blind and did not eat or drink anything.
In the town there was a disciple named Ananias.
The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias."
"Yes, Lord," he answered.
The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying."
In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight.
Lord, Ananias answered, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem.
He has come here with authority from the chief priests to arrest all who call on your name.
But the Lord said to Ananias, Go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel.
I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God.
In the church of Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. Barnabas and Saul were with them.
While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, Set apart for me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work to which I have called them.
So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
God had chosen Barnabas and Saul, and he had set them apart to do his work. Why do you think the story is such an amazing story?
I think it's such an amazing story because Saul was a person who would persecute Christians and he kind of hated them. And then he became blind and the Lord healed him. And then he was a follower of Christ and he would preach about him and he believed in him.
Yeah, that's right. Kendall.
This story shows that anybody can do God's work.
That's right.
He was not a very likely man to be chosen to be one of God's most successful disciples.
That is very, very good. God took a man who hated and killed believers, and he changed his heart, and he changed his life.
God used Paul in a mighty way.
He established many churches and wrote many books of the Bible.
Imagine that.
If Paul can be changed and made into a new creation in Christ, then there is hope for all of us.
God forgave Paul, and we are forgiven too.
I am forgiven, Jesus forgives. I am forgiven, He washes away my sin. You are forgiven, Jesus forgives. You are forgiven, He washes away your sin.
I am forgiven. Washes away your sins.
Help me, Lord, I pray.
Teach me to forgive.
Guide me every day. 'Cause I wanna be like you.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
All precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us all. If you, O Lord, had kept a record of sins, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you.
'Cause I wanna be like you.
I am forgiven, Jesus forgives.
He washes away my sin.
You are forgiven, Jesus forgives. You are forgiven,
He washes away your sin.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for showing us that you can forgive every sin.
Nothing is too big for you.
Change our hearts like you changed Paul's.
We want to serve you and tell others about your amazing son, Jesus, too.
And it's in his holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you will share this message with others.
And remember, you have a story to tell, too.
God will use you.
Be ready to do his work.
See you next time.
We have a story to tell to the nations that will turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy. A story of peace and light. A story of peace and light. For the darkness will turn to the dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom will come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We have a song to be sung to the nations that will lift their hearts to the Lord. A song that will conquer evil and shatter the spear and sword. And shatter the spear and sword. For the darkness will turn to the dawning, and the dawning to the noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom will come on earth, the kingdom of love and light.
To everyone who's contacted us.
It's great to learn about our friends who are listening.
Here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our web address is www.karenandkids.com.
You can write to us at Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, TIMONIUM, Maryland 21094.